This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Democratic National Convention officially welcomed the first Black woman and Asian American woman to a major party presidential ticket. Senator Kamala Harris, the daughter of immigrants, accepted the nomination for vice president. Her running mate, Joe Biden, will accept his nomination for president Thursday. The third night of the DNC also brought striking criticism of President Donald Trump. Former President Barack Obama delivered a strong rebuke of President Trump's time in the White House, saying he hoped the current president would have taken the job seriously and discover some reverence for the democracy that has been placed in his care. Then added, Donald Trump hasn't grown into the job because he can't. Former presidents typically withhold criticisms of sitting presidents. President Trump responded to President Obama's criticisms earlier Wednesday, saying his successor was ineffective and put the democracy in danger. He also said the reason he is in office is because of President Obama and Joe Biden. President Trump has been making campaign stops and holding news conferences during Biden's week in the political spotlight. On Thursday, he is visiting near Biden's boyhood home in the U.S. city of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Republicans are staging their virtual national convention, which will nominate President Trump to his party's ticket next week. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa condemned the unconstitutional change of government in Mali. President Ramaphosa spoke on behalf of the African Union, which he chairs. In a statement Wednesday, the president called for the mutinous soldiers in Mali to release President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita and Prime Minister Boubou Cisse, who were arrested in the coup earlier this week. We're following this story on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.